This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Hard to believe it's already the last Friday in March. We're less than a month away now from the NFL draft. Paul Perillo here to join me, Eric Scalavino from Patriots Football Weekly, for your weekly Roster Report podcast. And
no Andy today.
No Andy.
We'll get by.
We will.
I think we'll be happy to chop at least 7 minutes off of the podcast as well.
Indeed. The Patriots did a little bit of chopping this past week to the roster, but they've added as usual. This roster's ballooning before our eyes, Paul. Let's quickly go over the housekeeping duties before we comment on it. Last Friday, post-podcast, the Patriots made official something we had talked about, a couple of things, actually. The signing, I guess you could call it a re-signing. It's been a few years, but the re-signing of wide receiver Dante Stallworth, a well-liked figure in the locker room when he was here in 2007, back with the team. Restricted free agent Brian Hoyer, backup quarterback, has officially signed his second-round tender, so that gives him close to $2 million guaranteed for this upcoming season. Not too shabby for backup work, Paul. Then on Monday, the 26th, Patriots did the cutting. They released fullback Lou Saka Polite. Very impolite move on their part, I would say.
He was a nice man.
He was a nice man. But they
don't
worry.
Feel bad about the fullback position.
No, don't at all, because today, just moments ago, they confirmed signings that had been reported throughout the week. Free agent fullback Spencer Larson, who's also a linebacker and special teams maven, formerly of the Denver Broncos. And Tony Fiametta came into the league with Carolina, played for Dallas last year as a Syracuse guy. Another fullback. So we've got a plus one on the fullback department there. Got rid of Polite, added Fiametta and Larson. And then Deion Branch re-signed. We talked about that last week, too. That had been rumored. It's now official. He's back with the Patriots.
Correct.
And Paul,
Eric,
what do you make of the fullback moves here? Well, I was just in the at the annual meeting down in Florida, and we had our little breakfast Q&A session with Bill Belichick, and our friend Tom E. Curran, E stands for everything, asked him, and this is verbatim. He said, "Why do you keep signing fullbacks?" It was just funny the way he said it. It cracked me up. And Bill didn't really give him an answer. But he did, you know, talk about the versatility of Spencer Larson. And he's going to put these guys out there, let them compete, see who the best one is. What do you make of this? Why are they dealing with fullbacks?
I do think that Larson, in particular, is not necessarily a fullback per se. I think that he is one of those guys that the Patriots have had on their roster. Tracy White is a linebacker. Larry Izzo was a linebacker. Matthew Slater is listed as a wide receiver. But they're really special teams players. That's what they do. That's their role. Going back to guys like Gerard Cherry, was always listed as a defensive back. He never really factored much into the defense. He was a special teams player. I think that's what Larson is. He has played some linebacker. He has played some fullback. I'm not going to say, you know, much like Tracy White. Tracy White was on the – matter of fact, Tracy White, I believe, started the Super Bowl at linebacker.
He did.
So I'm not going to say that he will never get on the field on offense. Or in some other capacity.
Should never use that word anyway with Bill Belichick.
I don't. I learned that a long, long time ago. You know, Fiametta, I think, is more of a traditional fullback. Doesn't have a lot of carries. He's known as a blocker. In talking to our good friend Strippers via Twitter, there is, and I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, and I'm sure that he would, but there's an astronomical difference between DeMarco Murray's yards per carry when Fiametta was on the field as opposed to when he was not. So, in other words, when he had a lead blocker in front of him, you know, DeMarco Murray had some eye-popping stats. I want to say something like 6 or 7 yards per carry with him and down to, like, you know, below 4 or below 3 without him.
So
he's more of a traditional fullback.
Of that position here in New England?
All of that said, no. I don't think you're going to see a huge impact. I think that these guys are brought in and they're going to see what they have. You know, we had Polite come in the end of last year, so I have very little playing time. I don't think the Patriots are a two-back offense, so I don't see why you would have, you know, one of these fullbacks on the field instead of another back very often.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in short yardage and goal line, you might see a traditional two-back set, and they might line it up and put Fiametta in front of Ridley, for example, and go that way. But to answer your question, Eric, I still see this as a spread offense with three and four receiver sets, mm-hmm. and I think you're going to see that more often. And more often than not. And Fiametta is the one guy we haven't talked about yet. All the other guys were already signed before. They just became official
this week. Right.
Fiametta, I just don't see the Patriots turning this offense over into being a more traditional two-back set. I don't see that in the cards.
Okay, you made the analogy of the special teams guys like Izzo.
Well, for Larson,
For Larson and the like. Let me ask you this then. How many of those guys do we need on one roster?
Bill usually has three or four, and that's a balance. That's always a trick. You know, can you get away with this? And that's why you need to find a guy like that's why I think that Bill, gets excited about guys like Spencer Larson, because he says to himself, well, if I need some depth, I have this guy that I can throw out there as my eighth linebacker, and I can throw him out there as an extra back in the backfield if I need him, while I'm keeping him as a special teams player. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be one of those special teams guys, you got to be able to do something, to help the team. We've seen Bill keep long snappers that just long snap, and that's all they do. Well, if you have a guy like that, and then you have a guy that just does special teams, and that's all he does, and a guy that just rushes the passer, and that's all he does, that takes away some of your versatility elsewhere. Bill doesn't like that. So I that's why I feel like he has a few guys like Tracy White and Matthew Slater that more or less are special teams players, but, mm-hmm. we'll see Slater out there on offense for a play or two, maybe not with this influx of wide receivers that you have now. But last season, you saw Tracy White and you saw Matthew Slater.
One last note from the annual meeting down in Florida. We had a chance to talk to Patriots owner Robert Kraft and asked him about the restructuring of Tom Brady's contract in order to give the Patriots a little more cap flexibility, and whether or not that might have been an indication that they were close to maybe inking a bigger deal with someone like, say, Wes Welker. And he sort of sidestepped the question a little bit by saying that, look, we're always trying to give ourselves room and maneuverability when it comes to the cap. And I think the phrase he used was something to the effect of, I don't think you should be holding your breath for anything.
Correct.
Major. But he didn't rule it out either.
No.
Didn't rule it out either. And didn't rule out that the team would continue to try to attract free agents who currently aren't on the team from, outside the organization. But as of this moment, Friday morning, late Friday morning, almost midday here, no rumors of anything regarding Welker or any other free agents that I've seen. Paul, have you?
Nothing at all. It's been a little bit of a quiet week after a very busy week and a half or so, 2 weeks, to mm-hmm. start it all off. Patriots has been as active as anybody. That's now 12 unrestricted free agents that they've signed.
I've lost count. Have you been keeping track?
It is 12. And okay. I believe that's the most in the league. So they have been very active, and I know that people are always looking for a big splash and, maybe a side of Brandon Lloyd. There haven't been really any big splashes, but I think that the word that Mr. Kraft used and the phraseology that he used in Bill Belichick, quality depth is what they're
quality
looking to
depth
build,
management.
And that's what they're doing. And
they've done a pretty good job of that so far. And if they do make any moves, obviously we'll keep track of it. You can follow us on Twitter, PFW Paul, PFW Eric, Jumbo Hart, who's not here today. You can always log on to the PFW blog, blog.patriots.com. We'll be keeping it up to date for you. That's going to wrap it up for this podcast, though. But before you head into your weekend, check out Patriots.com. We just put up our latest Samsonite Make Your Case poll. It has to do with Bill Parcells and the rumors that he might be going to New Orleans to take over that head coaching job. Cast your vote there. And in the meantime, enjoy your weekend. We'll see you next week for the Patriots Roster Report podcast.